and we need to know plenty about the actual analyte itself. So the sort of physical chemical properties that we might want to find out information about might be boiling point, melting point, vapor pressure, etc. So sources of information, first quick and easy is material safety data sheets we use in first year. These are easy to access, they provide you information on basic chemical properties and they also give you toxicity information. After that, we used a great big fat book in first year called the Chemical Rubber Handbook, that's a great big fat thing, that's a good source. The Gmelin database is for organic chemicals, so it's like the most major sort of organic reference database. And then there's the Master Blaster, which is the SciFinder Scholar, which I've encouraged you guys to go and use in the library. So has anybody had a play with that so far? You didn't achieve anything? Did you get through and search for something? Go through, just start with some sort of a, rather than doing like a sophisticated sort of formula search, just go through and put in something like dioxin and see what pops up to get a bit of a feeling for how it works. Because it's very important that you understand that this thing's out there, this is the best repository of chemical information on the planet. It's a nice graphical interface. It's got lots of automatic links through to journals, so it's really, really easy to use. It used to be really difficult. When I went through at the start, it was an absolute nightmare. But these days, it's a piece of cake to use this thing. But remember, if you can't log in, okay, then 9 times out of 10, it's somebody else in the uni using it, because we've only got one person who can use it in the uni at any instant. Well, I don't know. I thought that was the case, because it actually needs to install software. I don't fully understand what's on the desktop. So you might find that you can use it in other labs. It's certainly assigned to the class login that you should be able to access it. And I told Rod to put it on the library computers, but it may be available elsewhere. Now, going through these sort of parameters here that we might be interested in, so melting point, boiling point, vapor pressure are fine. Solubility products, some new ones. KOW is the octanol water coefficient. You see a big K, so you know it's an equilibrium thing. KH we know, a Henry's law constant, E standard half we know from first year, and then LC50 we know from first year. That was our lethal concentration that killed 50% of the organisms. So we'll be doing some toxicology experimentation, and you'll be a bit more comfortable with the terminology and toxicology once we get into that section. So thinking about our analyte then in the environment, there are two ways that analyte will typically get into there. We'll either have a point source, for instance, a sewage discharge, or we'll have a diffuse source. So if a farmer then fertilises his 100 hectares, then we'll have a diffuse source of nitrate from that fertilizer.